I'm Kurt Hosworth with Public Radio 90 WNMU. All children grow and develop at different rates, but most will reach several key milestones between the ages of 3 and 5. Preschoolers struggling to learn may need additional help to prepare for kindergarten, and that's where we're discussing Build Up Michigan again. Here with us today is Amanda Klein, who lives in Hancock with her family. Amanda is with us on the line to tell us about the ways Build Up Michigan is helping her 4-year-old son, Leo, prepare for kindergarten. So first of all, Amanda, welcome.
Thank you very much, Kurt, for having me.
And thanks for doing this. So tell us a little bit about Leo. Can you mention how early on helped out with the first few years receiving services through Build Up?
Sure. So Leo is our youngest. He's 4 years old. And when I actually was pregnant with Leo, we had a prenatal diagnosis of trisomy 21 or Down syndrome. Children with Down syndrome are born with muscle hypotonia or low muscle tone. This means it's taken Leo a little bit longer to meet his gross motor milestones. The low muscle tone also affects the muscles throughout his body, including the muscles in his mouth, which makes it harder for him to talk and communicate. Children with Down syndrome also have varying degrees of cognitive delays. For Leo, this means he needs some additional supports to achieve the level of some of his same age peers. We had found out ahead of his birth, so we were in touch with his pediatrician ahead of time, and she made a referral to early on, shortly after he was born. So I think he was about 2 weeks old when early on providers started coming to our home, and they have kind of helped us along ever since. He has a special education teacher, speech therapy, physical therapy, and occupational therapy. And they all actually, prior to COVID, came right to our house and provided the services right in our home. Now, in COVID days, we've had to come up with some alternatives. So we go over to the ISD, the Intermediate School District. We meet at the treehouse. And, you know, when the weather cooperates, we'll meet his providers even outside to work on some of the things he's doing.
So it sounds like some early interventions were kind of set in place along with that communication, as the program is called, early on in development with Leo. So it sounds like that is a good way to kind of start things off in terms of making sure Leo gets some help in that regard. So what kind of preschool services and therapy does Leo receive at the Copper Country ISD?
And he actually things when he turned 3, it kind of that's the point where it transitions into like the preschool special education services. So we kind of things just kind of flowed over quite easily. It's a lot of the same providers he saw through early on. So they kind of have it set up for him this year, so to kind of mimic a classroom. So he's kind of getting prepared for what he'll do in school next year. So they go through, he goes through the routine every time of, you know, getting there and taking his coat off. He looks over his picture schedule and then kind of goes through all the activities with his providers. And they do work on speech and OT there. And usually we'll meet his physical therapy providers either over at the treehouse or outdoors somewhere so they can kind of focus on his PT activities there.
And it sounds like with all of those different elements of helping Leo, have you found that all of those pieces working together have been helpful throughout the therapy?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, not only to us as parents, like helping us navigate the waters and, you know, some things we knew, but some things we didn't know as far as, you know, extra supports he might need. And you can see even him going over to the ISD into his little classroom. You can see the growth that he has made with it. So it's definitely been helpful for us.
Now, what would you say to any other parents of preschoolers who might be worried about their preschooler that might not be meeting developmental milestones in any regard?
I guess I would tell other parents, you know, that might be concerned that their child isn't meeting milestones, you know, either to talk to their pediatrician, talk to the preschool teacher. They can check out the Build Up Michigan website because there is help that's available through these programs for their child. It may feel overwhelming or discouraging to kind of focus on where your child isn't meeting goals or levels of same age peers, but it really isn't the case once you're involved in the program. Goals are made with the team and everyone is working on helping your child to achieve his or her goals. And it's really positive. You know, they help celebrate all the steps forward that your child is making and are there to support you as well along the way.
And like we said earlier, you know, all children are different and they all grow and develop at different rates. And I think you said it right there, you know, making sure that everyone knows that they're on the same team and it's a really positive situation to all come together and help out is a really good thing. Again, our guest today is Amanda Klein talking about her son, Leo. Thank you so much for joining us today to talk about Build Up Michigan and how it has impacted you and your family. And again, for additional information about Build Up Michigan, preschooler milestones, and Thrive From Home learning activities, you can visit buildupmi.org. And again, thank you so much, Amanda.
You're welcome.